sleet and snow are coming to threaten your visibility and turn your commute into a battle. But the Michelin Man is ready to protect you with Michelin wiper blades. Exclusive SmartFlex technology makes these blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you the best wipe possible and streak-free, long-lasting performance for safer driving. Winter is coming, and when it arrives, be ready. Michelin wiper blades. It doesn't get any clearer than this. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Tire Kingdom, and other fine retailers.
Exciting developments are in motion. Dell is officially giving out the biggest deals of the year for Black Friday, and there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Whether it's for work, school, or fun, Dell has you covered with doorbusters every weekday. Accelerate all that you do with next-gen XPS and Alienware machines powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, this huge lineup of premium tech is up to $400 off. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour two, off and running. NBA news. Can't
believe it's already been an hour.
Are you surprised here? Well, that's, there's a lot of stuff we had to get into.
The first hour of a Monday, it's a really long time.
Lots to get into, and I was going to, as I promised, play what Coach Ed Orgeron had to say about the big story that broke this morning on USA Today. I will play that for you, I promise, in about a minute. After I set up the rest of the show, Rafael Esparza, next segment. That's it this hour. Marlon Favorite, get his thoughts on the story for LSU. Next hour, that's it. Rest of the show, I want to hear from you. Of course, as we know, the big news is Drew Brees being injured. I just spoke right there with a caller, Twitter Dave, his thoughts as to, when we see Drew, he wants him out there as soon as possible. I want Drew as healthy as possible. Probably that means as late as possible. Does that make sense? I still would like to try to get away to win that top seed. At the same time, I also understand that, it's going to be difficult, but I think the team is ready to rally. Now, whether or not they can do it, we will see. I want to play what Coach O had to say, though. This happened back at the bottom of this past hour when he meets with me each and every Monday. Tigers, of course, didn't play this weekend because of COVID concerns against Alabama. They will take on Arkansas. Jordan, they opened up 3-point underdogs. They were 42-point favorites last year. To give you an idea how a tale of two different seasons go. The big report, though, from USA Today this morning is one that is getting a lot of attention. And that was Nancy Armour writing a piece that at least 9 LSU football players have been reported to police for sexual assault and dating violence since Coach Ed Orgeron took over the team 4 years ago. It's a lengthy piece, lots of details, and in it, basically accuses LSU of doing nothing or not taking it serious enough. So Coach O this morning, and you know me, I always said it's never good when you read from a prepared statement, but Jordan was like, well, why do you say this? What he did, it was probably talked over with officials and attorneys, and it's what probably needs to be done at a time like this. Here's what Coach O had to say.
Support and protect victims of violence, sexual abuse of any kind. There is no place in our society nor on this campus, or on our football program for any behavior of this type. When accusations are made, we have a legal and moral obligation to report every allegation to the university's Title IX office so due process can be implemented. I have in the past and will continue to take appropriate action and comply with reporting protocols. I have confidence today that the university is working to address our policies and processes when allegations arise. That is all I'm going to say at this time.
So that was Coach O on the story. Again, read it, and it should be disturbing if a lot of that is accurate and truthful, and you would expect probably jobs. If you read it, very lengthy, very detailed. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation on your New Orleans Saints, 27-13, the final. Georgia's the sixth straight win, but I almost feel like no one's even really talking about the sixth straight win. They are 7-2, though, currently back on top of the NFC standings. Again, it was an NFC opponent. They did win, so they didn't go anywhere. So this next week, up until Thursday at the very least, they will still be on top of the standings there.
At the same time, how are we not talking about Alvin Kamara's three touchdowns in the game? I mean, again, that is insane.
Because I just you bring up a great point. I mean,
like, that should be game balls. Should be going through Twitter right now saying Alvin Kamara should be in the MVP running. But
because you know what? It was one of those games I try to tell you with Chicago, but on a different aspect of it, right? There's ugly wins, there's finding ways to win. Yesterday, you had every bit the makings of a loss. Kyle Shanahan on the Niners.
Opportunity today, big time, especially thought we should have had the lead going in at half. Couldn't get anything going there in the second half. Didn't get much out of a run game today. And then those turnovers are what killed us. I mean, I think we had two interceptions in the red zone. You know, and I know our special teams, I mean, it has to be better than that as far as a turnover standpoint. You know, I think three times we gave up the ball to for our defense inside the 20. I want to say it was the two fumbled punt returns and then the long kickoff return. So not close to good enough.
Is Marquez Callaway getting a game ball today? At the very least, a pat on the back. No, if he's not Johnny on the spot, getting those two.
Make another category. He's in between game ball, pat on the back.
Right? But this is why I'm saying, I mean, think about it. The Niners, everything was pointing, and the football gods were handing them a win, essentially. I tweeted first quarter, the Saints even practice. I mean, they look terrible. Defense finally woke up, figured out what San Fran was doing. And you remember Grant Cohn, who we had last week. Mm-hmm. Remember on Friday, what did he say? The only way San Francisco can win the game was what? You remember what he had to say? If you listened to the show, he said gimmicky. You know, misdirection, passes beyond the line of scrimmage, going one way or the other. You saw that. Nick Mullins, the quarterback. Look, I got to be happy with him, obviously, other than yesterday from Southern Miss. Got to give him a little love, a little support there. Looked like Tom Brady in that first quarter, by the way. And threw a couple interceptions, had some turnovers. P. Robbing him, getting an interception there, right? About the interception from Jenkins over the middle. That was a big play as well. Mullins after the game.
I think it's just going against a good defense. I think you're not going to score on every drive. You're not going to be perfect, but you strive to be as perfect as you can. We had some good drives. I felt like we were moving the ball. But going against a good defense, you got to be clutch at really every moment in the game. And so they did a good job of just shutting us down. But I thought we kept fighting. You know, I was proud of the way we just kept fighting, stayed at it. But they did a good job. And so we just got to overcome that and make more plays.
Malcolm Jenkins after the game said the 49ers were indeed a good test for where they are as a unit.
Yeah, I think last week was a great challenge as far as personnel, right? Personal, individual matchups based off of, you know, who's out there. And I thought we answered that call. This week was going to be a unique challenge for us on defense because it was going to test our discipline, something that was our Achilles heel earlier in the year. I think was really a better marker of who we are as a defense. And I think, you know, when we add the talent that we have on top of being disciplined like we needed to play today, it's an encouraging sight.
You know, one of the things, Jordan, that you did see from the defense is the ability to kind of make those adjustments and everything. And something else that I don't know if you noticed, Quan Alexander did indeed play. and you saw some speed. DeMario Davis, I thought, said it best on this. And look, it's nothing personal offense to Alex Anzalone, but I think we're going to see Kwon Alexander the rest of the way.
I think he only had one snap in the game.
Yeah. I mean, Kwon Alexander is going to be your linebacker. There's a lot that can happen with those two. First, here's DeMario Davis on Kwon.
Oh, phenomenal. It jumps out. The first thing I kept telling when he comes to the sideline is, oh my goodness, you're so fast. He just flies around. You can see it even in practice how fast he gets to the wall. You know, he's always going to have a lot of shots on the ball and just, you know, be a high impact player. And that's great because that's the type of defense we want to have is 11 guys swarming to the ball. And then, you know, make sure you're taking your shots when you get there and trying to get the ball out. I mean, he was yelling at the defense all night, let's find ways to get the ball, get the ball, get the ball. And so, I mean, he's going to be a guy that just makes our defense better. And definitely excited to play beside him.
Ooh, Jordan, nothing wrong with that. A little playmaker there, somebody with some speed, some leadership qualities. But look, you heard Drew Brees mention that, and a couple of other players last week mentioned that what they've known from Kwon is he's a guy that sets up defenses, lines them up, you know, is very heady, smart, has emotion, brings that energy. And look, let's be honest, you're at the halfway point of the season, right? There's nothing wrong with bringing in somebody else, man, that's jacked up. He's thrilled. I mean, I'm sure he's happy to be where he's at. Of course, the former LSU Tiger. Davis was asked, DeMario, how does Kwon specifically maybe add to the defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the linebacker position where you see the game going, you know, linebackers like myself and Kwon even more so is the type of linebackers you see on the field, guys that can play well in space. That can cover, that can, you know, pressure the quarterback downhill in the run game. You know, that's just kind of the trend that the game is going. And so, you know, playing with a guy like that and beside him, you can see it. You can see it. And I told him tonight, man, I think you're going to have an unbelievable career. And so, you know, I'm just keep encouraging him. And, you know, he turned me up, I turned him up. And so, I think it's going to be a unique opportunity bringing a guy in like that. You know, we have a phenomenal room already with guys that can go in and be ready at all times. And just bringing a dynamic player like him is just going to make us better.
One of the things that you saw yesterday stand out again, Jordan, look, the style of game, which kind of felt like you're in quicksand, just get out of there, literally, right? Just by the game, by the time you get to halftime and you're thank good. Just get out with a win. I mean, it quickly became
Taysom fumbles.
You
the ball.
Better just oh, get boy. The win. I mean, like that's how it felt. So that's why you're right. Look, we're not talking about three TDs. We're not. I'm still in the just get a win, man. Because that's what we said. This was you can't lose that game. Because everything you did in going to Tampa and winning that goes out the window. The advantage of you getting, you know, a leg up on the Packer team that has the tiebreaker on you and wins goes out the window if you lose that game. Because then they get it back. You have one more NFC win than they do. That's why you have that edge on them right now. But DeMario Davis, 12 tackles, 8 solo, had a sack, 3 tackles for loss, man. Dude was playing yesterday. How do you think I'd look with one of those sleeves, by the way? The black and gold camo sleeves? What do you think? No?
No.
Would that look a little strange if I wore that while I did the show?
Let DeMario Davis.
I'm just asking. I mean, it's really nice.
Let him rock that.
You don't think I'd go with a little forearm sleeve there?
Not take that away from him.
Okay. Well, it would be an honor. I mean, like, it would be like respecting him. I'm not trying to take that away from him. I mean, I can use it right here in my right arm, right here, the one that I use to click on the sound here and stuff, you know? Keep me warm.
Shot caller. Point guard.
I'm just.
You know?
Exactly. It'd look good if I was like a shooting sleeve too. What do you think? No? Radio host sleeve?
Maybe you could get one of the quarterback booklets.
No, no wristbands. The graph has the one saying a quarterback with the wristband, not good.
Yeah.
Never good. Yeah. Never good.
I wonder if there's a radio show host that has one.
Oh boy. It probably wouldn't be a good radio show. Just like, you know, if you need a wristband to let's see. Oh, here we go. Let me 113. 2 minutes till break. No, we can't do that. Cam Jordan on DeMario Davis in this game.
I mean, when you have the defense rolling the way you are, I mean, if the quarterback steps down 7 yards, Trey's on the right side, I'm on the left side, David is putting pressure up the middle, you got double D, and now, you know, you add in Quan. I mean, guys are coming at a downhill at a fast pace, and you're seeing products. I mean, when you talk about double D had a sack and poor running back was in his way. that collision was always going to be in double D's favor. When the way he covers ground, I mean, he's hybrid for a reason. I love the way that, you know, the defense is playing, the shots that we're taking. I mean, we could have had two more interceptions today. Double D should have had one. I mean, he would have had 12 tackles, a sack, you know, a PBU and an interception. If his hands was a little stronger, we're going to get his rice grippers right.
All right. There you go. Cam Jordan also, by the way, was asked about pretty interesting. Here's another stat, Jordan, that no one's thinking of. How many touchdowns have the Saints defense given up in two games total? There it is.
One.
Yeah. And you use the right finger this time, the index finger. That's really nice.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It's very respectful. Thank you. Cam Jordan on that.
Week in, week out, what's important to us is getting this win. And when you talk about how we come together as a defense, how special teams have created turnovers, how, you know, our team has rolled for each other. You talk about how, you know, Traquan takes a hit over the middle that, in my mind, is targeting or whatever it is. Our team rallies around each other. We're a family, and our family bond is strong. So as long as we get the win, all that other stuff is for debate, I guess.
Going to hear a lot more from Moore in the Saints locker room afterwards, including Marquez Callaway. Game ball or pat on the back? You say somewhere in between, huh? You can give him a game ball. There's more than one ball. You don't think that's game ball material?
Not everyone gets a game ball.
Who's your game ball? DeMario Davis with 12 tackles?
No, DeMario Davis.
Alvin Kamara. Get a game ball?
Alvin Kamara.
And there's more than one ball. You don't have to just, you know, you're hogging it? Just one ball?
One winner.
Wow. Sports Hangover continues next. Rafael Esparza on ESPN New Orleans.
Seems to me you don't want to talk about it.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Black Friday sales event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But E-Tail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing E-Tail business can do for you. And that's connecting you to work every day. E-Tail is on for business.
Hey everyone, Gus Cadigan with the Sports Hangover for Men's Total Health. Having paid them a visit at their office in Metairie and speaking with Shane, I've learned so much about the effects of low testosterone and how it's not only physical. You would be surprised at how hormone imbalance can affect your daily life, emotionally, sexually, even sleep patterns. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. Get back to feeling your best with Men's Total Health. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590 to schedule an appointment with Andrea today. They accept all major insurances and tell them you heard it on the Sports Hangover.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's Workplace Readiness Team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. Schedule your workplace readiness assessment by calling 850-6214 or visit tgmc.com.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. Rafael Esparza dotting us up here, buddy. In the meantime, I will have Jameis Winston on a very interesting response on this. And I don't mean interesting in terms of, like, you know, looking into things. I just, he was asked, is he prepared for this? Ready?
Just prepare the same way that everyone else prepares on this team. I try to give everybody my all. I try to be right there with Drew along the way, watching film with him and preparing with him. So I felt like I went out there and I was prepared to lead this team. And I'm happy that my teammates had my back and they went out there and executed well and things went our way.
So we're going to hear at the bottom of the hour, what is it? I think it's all five Q&As for Alvin Kamara. And he definitely set the tone yesterday, I thought, as to the belief in Jameis Winston. We'll get to that in a quick second. Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow him over on Twitter and on Instagram. Fantastic videos. Nice lighting there, by the way, over there at Casa Esparza. Sir, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself? It's just funny how you said we're going to hear the chimes of Kamara bringing in the praises of Jamerson, but 365 days ago, we were all making fun of Jamerson for being 30 for 30. But boy, does it turn around quickly in football.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I understand how that changes and works on things. But when you watched that game yesterday, what else stood out other than the amount of injuries the Saints had and yet still finding a way to, I guess, win?
I was kind of disappointed how the Saints' defense played in the first half. I mean, I know the 49ers gave up 10 points, but some of them, they could have easily walked away with probably 14 more points in the second half. The 49ers, that defense didn't play like the defense I saw in Tampa Bay. I mean, yeah, they won 27-13, but let's also look at what the injuries that the 49ers didn't have in the game. You let Nick Mullins throw for almost 300 yards. So, I mean, it's a great victory. I thought Kamara, again, this guy's going to put up some ridiculous numbers and probably get zero votes for the MVP because he doesn't play the all-magical quarterback position. But I think if he gets hurt, then this season's over. I mean, Drew Brees can be out for a while. I think that offense is still going to run. Mm-hmm. But, boy, if Kamara goes down, I think it'd be that'd be devastating.
And the defense continues to improve. Obviously, one TD in two games, not bad. Not bad that in terms of that's all that they've given up. So, looking at the game yesterday, though, Tampa Bay and Carolina, that was a game that was pretty close. Jordan thinks it could have and should have been closer than the 46-23 final. I do find it interesting, though, that right after that game, of course, guess what happened? National media right back on it this morning on First Take and get up. It was, who's the best team in the NFC, the Buccaneers or the Saints? What did you see in that win at Carolina?
It was just a big win for them. It wasn't no death, but they're not even close to my top, I would think, team in the NFC. So, I mean, yeah, I think the media has to say that because it's Tom Brady and the media. But, I mean, I still have the Saints as probably my 1A team, I think Packers. But yeah, keep an eye out for the Rams. It was a big win for the Rams yesterday. And I'm sorry, if you're going to take a defense, we all know defense wins playoff games and championships. I think the best defense in the NFC has to be the Rams.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say that because they got a pretty big win as well against Seattle. Did you see that one coming?
I did. I liked the plus points. I was all over the Rams right from the get-go, just because I knew if I had to trust a team that is going to make some secondary or and second half stops, it was going to be the Rams, which they did. I mean, the Seahawks only scored 3 points in the second half. So it was all about defensive plan. And when I was a little bit shocked on how bad Russell Wilson just looked yesterday. I mean, his name's probably completely off the MVP voting now. He just looked confused, and that offensive line did not do anything wonders for him. I think that was probably the biggest take.
You know, that's an interesting point because that's where I was going to go to next. The last two games, Russell Wilson's thrown a high number of interceptions, and it almost seems like, especially the ones I saw yesterday, trying to create plays, trying to make something that maybe is not there. Do you think the pressure of knowing what your defense sort of is maybe him not taking the safe play, the safe throw, the field goal, knowing or maybe in his head we've got to score touchdowns because our defense can't stop anybody?
Probably, and I just didn't think this team was that good of a team as everyone thought they were when they were, 6-1 at one point or something like that. Everyone was praising them and just giving them the MVP. I thought their schedule was a little weak up at the top end when the season started. So nothing really surprised me. Again, I'm more shocked at how well the Rams – I didn't think the Rams were going to be this impressive, especially at home. They've been dominant at home, perfect at home, and the defense plays well. I'm more shocked at how good the Rams are because I didn't think they were going to be this good this year.
All right, another game that I was interested to see, and it turned out to be, Steelers-Bengals 36-10. I want to play something that's interesting to me. And again, I guess sometimes the media has to be the media, but Zach Taylor, head coach of the Bengals, was asked about Joe Burrow's confidence level.
Now, that's the last thing I would ever worry about is Joe Burrow's confidence. I can promise you that.
Yep, there we go. Worried about Joe Burrow's confidence level. Oh, wait, there's something else. One more. Joe Burrow, why was he still in the game when he couldn't win in this?
Yeah, I'm not a quitter. I'm not going out of the game. No, doesn't matter if we're down 100, down 10, down 20. I'm not going out.
That's right, Jordan.
I was so wrong.
Yeah.
Friday about, yeah. Wow, that gut feeling. That must have been my lunch, like you were saying, because I was.
I thought that's what I told you. Yeah.
I was way off.
You're still off on the Steelers. 4K's going to give you grief tomorrow. By the way, they're 9-0. Raphael, how good are they?
If their defense can continue to play well, I think they're going to be up there. I would have to say that defense is probably better than the Chiefs' defense, so that might put them in plug. You know, B, I've had the Steelers as my AFC being in a Super Bowl, so. I'm all high price, and the only thing that was kind of sad, Joe Burrow was sacked four times. That offensive line was, that was the only reason why I wanted Joe Burrow, I think, out of the game, because I just didn't want to see him get hurt. Because I didn't think, there was multiple times he could have been sacked fifth, sixth, or seventh time, especially in the second half. I think that's the only reason why I was hoping they would have pulled him out of the game, just because the offensive line was doing no justice for him.
December 13th at Philly. Saints will be there and take on an Eagles team that lost yesterday 27-17 to the Giants. Philly now 3-5-1. Why? It seems really messy over there. I can't find anybody in Philly that likes Carson Wentz. Everyone's questioning Peterson's play calling and his love for Carson Wentz. I mean, could we see another quarterback by the time the Saints play him?
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, I don't think they have another one that would, unless they're going to trade for Nick Foles. I mean, but yeah, that team is awful. I can't believe the best team in that division could be the New York Giants. I mean, that's just sad to say that in general. Think about that when you're looking at standings or maybe playoff pictures, that the New York Giants can be in the playoffs.
Two a time, like my buddy Roy, who's listening. I know he goes to all the Dolphins games. I have to obnoxiously hear it every single Monday over at the gym. And Raphael, he was ecstatic yesterday, 29-21 over. Don't give me that look, because your Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert, he went down 29-21. Jordan, say what? What?
Nothing to do.
Couldn't
with,
get the win. Could
it wasn't anything to do with Tua. Tua did nothing.
What are you talking
game.
About? It's all Tua. Or
what
was it?
What do you do?
Or was it? What, okay, well, Raphael, why are the Dolphins 6-3?
Defense. Thank you. I mean, plain and simple. They're the most underrated defensive team you never hear about in the NFL. It has to be the Miami Dolphins. I mean, he has a Tua. I mean, he only threw for, what, 170? He had
that was the greatest 170 you've ever seen. Greatest 170 you've ever seen.
They really didn't run the ball that well. It was a much closer game. I know 29-21 seems maybe a blowout or an 8-point win, but it was a much closer game. I mean, Herbert threw those, had some bad interception and a bad sack in the second half. I think that was a big total difference. But I mean, here's another one. Miami's defense are winning games. It has nothing to do with Tua or Fitzmagic or their running game.
No, it's all Tua. That's how the national media will portray it. All Tua. Raiders 37-12 over the Broncos. Drew Locke will play his sound coming up in a little bit about how they can't score. They're 3-6. Saints will face them in 2 weeks. Raiders are 6-3. Thursday night should be fun, huh? You know it's Thursday night, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed with the Raiders. I always told people the best thing that happened for the Raiders was the Golden Knights to lose in the playoffs, and then they didn't have to compete with that. But Josh Jacobs is a stud. I mean, he's been running the ball like crazy. They're not making mistakes, and the defense is playing well each game, holding the Broncos to only 12 points. This Raider team, I can't believe they could be a playoff team.
Sorry, I meant Sunday night is the Chiefs and Raiders. That ought to be fun. The Thursday night game is going to be a good one here as well. But Bills and Cardinals, did you see the final play, the Hail Mary, who Jordan doesn't care for the terminology Hail Mary?
No, because DeAndre Hopkins did all the heavy lifting.
I did nothing. I mean, I didn't come up with that. I'm just telling you that's what it's called. Speaking of Hopkins, do you want to hear what he had to say about it, Jordan? Do you want to hear?
Absolutely.
On the catch is what he had to say, Rafael.
You know, in basketball terminology, that's what they call this. You know, when somebody get dunked on. But it was on three people. That was, you know, they were in position. It was just a better catch by I.
Better catch by I, by the way. Cardinals 6-3, Seahawks 6-3. That's the Thursday night game I was referring to. How good are the Cardinals? Look, I'm starting to hear some MVP chatter now for Murray.
No, they're not even close. I mean, you could hear some chatter, but that's just please bet on him so we can gain some more money. There's no way he gets the MVP. But Hopkins, maybe he caught that pass because he had the Air Jordan gloves on. Maybe that's the reason why we caught that. But that was a – I mean, I know he did all the work. He did jumping up and get the ball through. But that was a 50-yard pass by Murray, which he's, what, 6 foot something? I mean, that was an impressive throw. I have to give him that. But you know what? The Cardinals have some bad losses and bad losses at home. The Dolphins beat them at home. I can't wait to watch this game on Thursday night. The total might be 65 by the time they kick off because, let's face it, both teams have played some horrible defense.
Seahawks and Cards Thursday. Ravens-Patriots was the Sunday night game. 23-17, New England won in a torrential downpour. Lamar Jackson blamed the weather. The Ravens don't seem right, do they?
No, they said it today. I don't know what ESPN show I was listening, but they said it today. Everyone was watching tapes of Lamar Jackson during COVID. I think that's what it is. Their running game is not looking close to what it was last year. Their passing game is absent. It's not the same Ravens team as we saw last year, and we're not going to see the same Ravens team all this year. So I don't understand why they keep on getting that respect of the same Ravens team we saw in 2019. That was a big win for the Patriots. I don't care if it was bad weather or not. That was a huge win. For New England, and a huge win for the books, and again, a huge win for my polls that I do on Instagram. The people who pick up my polls stink.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Vikings against Jordan Chicago Bears. Wow. What do you see here? The line, Minnesota 3.5. No respect for your Bears, by the way.
Until Mitch Trubisky starts, I don't care for the
How about
Bears.
That? Let's start there, Rafael. Will we see Mitch Trubisky tonight?
Probably not, but I mean, if Minnesota can run the ball like they've had the past three weeks, then it's lights out. Minnesota wins this pretty handily in Chicago. But I have a feeling we might see the same thing we saw yesterday. Everyone's piling on the Vikings right now on money, but maybe the Bears squeak out a big victory at home and Nick Foles. I kind of think we're going to see some points scored in this game. I can't believe I'm going to say this talking about a Chicago Bears offense, but I think we're going to see some points where I kind of like the over. It was 43 this morning. Now it's all the way up to 44.
All right. Rafael Esparza, as always, man, appreciate the time. Thank you so much, sir. And we will see you Friday.
Take it easy. Have a fantastic week.
Oh. You still there?
Yeah.
Drew Holiday gets traded by Wednesday. What's Vegas saying?
Vegas is saying that the phone is ringing off the hook for for the Pelicans on that one. So I'm going to say yes, because I think the ball got dropped today with CP3 going, and we're going to see a lot of movement in the next 24 hours.
All right. I might check in with you at some point, even if it's not on air on Wednesday, and we can talk about who you think the Pels may get on the draft.
It's going to be interesting. Very interesting 48 hours coming up in the NBA.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it so much.
All right.
Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. 800-998-1003. When we come back, we'll hear from Alvin Kamara. I was pretty impressed with this post-game presser. See if we can pick up the theme from what he had to say. Uncle Earl and the On Deck Circle will come to you as well. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
6 o'clock already. I was just in the middle of a dream.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Businesses have had to be flexible this year, from working remotely to pivoting their business models for long-term survival. This has made hiring for your business even more challenging. Thankfully, there's one place you can count on to make hiring easier. ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right people for your job and invites them to apply. It's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is paying the taxes on every item you purchase up to $4,000.
At Ramsey's, we give you a magical price.
And offer you long-term financing.
With approved credit and until the end of the day on Saturday, we're even paying all the taxes for you.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is the largest diamond store in Louisiana.
Right now, more than 125,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption works around the clock to find them the permanent loving homes they deserve. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. 800-998-1003, the number to give us a call. Jordan Kleber, question of the day. Give me one response to that as well, please.
Yeah, we have two questions of the day. The first one is, what was your key takeaway from the Saints' victory over the 49ers this past Sunday? Also, give us your game ball, pat on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach in the Saints' win over the 49ers?
Mm-hmm.
George over on Twitter says, the Drew Brees injury, and how will Sean Payton's game plan with Jameis Winston as the possible starter take place? D6 over on Twitter, injuries, particularly Brees, Armstead, Lattimore, Hill, and Traquan Smith. And then Jay Fowl, not really having to do with the two questions of the day, but at ESPN Radio NOLA, better wide receiver, can't guard Mike or D. Hopkins?
Do I have to answer that?
You don't have to.
I think I just did. Sports Hangover welcomes Mr. Uncle Earl to the phones, and we'll get some Alvin Kamara sound. Uncle Earl, what you got, sir?
Gus, hope you and Jordan enjoying this beautiful day. What a beautiful weekend, huh, man?
Yeah, no, totally.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gus, man, what a roller coaster! But man, I tell you what, I'm glad we got the W, and we started a little slow. Gus, man, the turning point for me, Gus, was man, when the 49ers was getting the ball back and he muffed that punt, man, that was that would have gave them a lot more momentum. It would have been a big uphill for us, I believe, to come back in that game. And everybody was crying about Winston not doing as well and this and that. But, hey, for me, Gus, he didn't turn the ball over. And if you get him a game plan and get him some first-team reps,
right?
I don't see Drew starting next week against Gus, I mean, I would let the guy get some rest. He can throw the ball. I mean, it could be okay. You agree?
You broke up a little bit towards the end, but I think what you were saying is go ahead and give Brees some rest and let's see what maybe Winston can sort of do. I mean, yeah, he can throw the ball. I mean, you see the arm. I liked when he first came in there, one of the first few plays, Jordan, you saw it was a quick, you know, out to Kamara, and look, there was some zip to it, right? They wouldn't not saying that Drew didn't zip it or arc, but you can see, you know, James can give it to you. He missed Michael Thomas on a couple of same stuff. That's just the timing. He threw high on a couple of other balls there as well. Again, maybe figuring out how some players go, but look, quite honestly, if you give him a week of reps and he knows it's him and I'm Sean Payton, because I was actually texting Jordan this and some other players, I'm like, use what he also brings that you don't have right now in Drew. Roll him out.
Well,
roll him out the pocket. Make it very easy. You know, have Jared Cook rolling to the same size. He can either scramble or roll out, extend plays. I mean, you can do a bunch of different things that maybe you can't do with Drew to where it's still safe, and then make it safe to use his big strength, which is his arm. And so you don't fear the interception or something. You know what you do? You do it off of play action or something, and it's a quick read to where it's either back pylon out of bounds or a completion. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it a safe deep ball until he gets familiar and comfortable and gets into a rhythm. you know, reading coverage and stuff, but the guy has a big arm.
Gus, I'm going to pull one of your sayings. All right, turn a negative into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Negative, Drew Brees is out. You don't know how long.
Yeah.
Turn it to a positive. You've been in this situation before. Yep. Remember, the Rams game, Drew Brees goes down, Teddy Bridgewater goes in. Oh, Teddy Bridgewater's horrible in his first appearance with the Saints against the Rams. Well, it's almost like the same exact type of situation Jameis Winston was in. All right, Drew Brees playing for first part of the game. All right, Teddy Bridgewater gets thrown in there. Had no clue that that was going to happen. Turn it into a positive. You've been into the Saints have been into this situation before. You were only a year out of it. You know what kind of game plan or the transition the torch has to be kind of handed over to for this short period of time. So you take that into consideration and you kind of just use your use whatever outline that you had from last year and kind of plug Jameis in to what you did and then just go from there. So I don't feel like it's that bad as last year because you kind of know what you're doing now because you've been through it already.
I agree with Jordan and plus and Jameis is a younger cat, and I think, man, I think he's actually going to be – he's in a better system than he was in Tampa Bay, I believe. Gus, even though the wide receivers I'm talking about, but just being in a really, really good system with Sean Payton and all that, I think he's actually going to be a better quarterback, Gus, than he was last year in Tampa.
He has weapons. He's going to have a good system. And – when you get off the phone here, and I don't mean that in a bad way, I'm just saying when you're done, I'm going to play a bunch of sound from Alvin Kamara and a bunch of sound from other players. They have confidence in them. That goes a long way. Now, look, I understand, you know, me saying, and as Larry said back in hour one, well, what do you expect him to say? I understand that. But let's be honest. I don't think that's just a given. I know that there's a sense of, oh, he's my teammate and all of that stuff. But let me tell you something. Being in sports, covering sports, playing sports, if somebody feels like you're not putting in the work or you can't do it or can't give the win, that response and answer on how do you think Jameis will do might be more like, hey, look, we're going to do whatever we can to pick him up. We're going to be there for him and support him. It's not going to be,
yeah.
I have no reason to believe he can't do it. And more importantly, as you'll hear in the responses, they reference his practice. They reference his work ethic. They reference how he's there with them every day. Brees references how he's there at the same time that Brees is there. That's different. And especially, let's be honest, these guys want to win. They know there's a chance. Human tendency in nature, when your big guy goes down, you go, oh, bleep, right? I mean, that's natural.
Yeah.
So for them to literally, I'm going to play the sound. Like I said, you'll hear it yourself, but it stood out. It stood out to me yesterday. It was almost like we were disrespecting players asking him about Jameis Winston.
Gus, real quick, Quad Alexander, what a game. I mean, this kid looks like you could shoot him out of a cannon. Mm-hmm. Of course, we watched him at LSU. I think we could have the best linebacking pair, Gus, in the league this second half of the season, man. Y'all have a good week, buddy, and let me know where you're going to be this week. I'd like to come see y'all guys.
Sounds good, man. Tomorrow we will be over at Avenue Wine and Spirits over on St. Charles Avenue, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Then on Wednesday we'll be over at NOLA Chill on Magazine Street, part of our special Sports Hangover Draft Day special. Jordan, Daniel Salison will be there with us as well. We got Pels players lined up, head coach Stan Van Gundy lined up to be on part of the show here as well. A bunch of different guests. So as soon as I get exactly the times for everybody, yeah, I'll let you know. But it's going to be a fun show because we're obviously going to be very NBA draft laden on that.
Even get ready for 3 hours of Pelicans talk.
Yeah, I understand. It's Falcons hate week. I get it. I promise you. But it's also draft night, and we may be having some – I think it's going to be an interesting night. Interesting night as well. So we'll have some fun on all of that as well. 800-998-1003. You know what? I only got a minute or so left in this segment, so I'm going to take the break. When we come back, I'll play that sound so you can hear it. What you got from Chip?
Yeah, Chip says, hasn't Brees been limited in practice for the past few weeks? So who was taking the first team reps? Wouldn't that be Jameis Winston? And I kind of see his argument, but game reps and practice reps are drastically different. I don't know what your take is on it.
Yeah, hello.
Practice, I mean,
what?
I think he might be on the side that Jameis Winston looked bad from. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but from that's what I took away from that.
Look, Brian brought up a good point as we go to break. He and I were talking during the game, and but you know what do we think of him and looking and things of that nature. And again, I'll play with Breeze. I'll play what Sean had to say. I think to me the most two important people that would know what to expect from Jameis in that situation, right? Teddy didn't look too good against the Rams.
Right. That's what, like, I
was when he came in. And even Teddy said it, I was not ready to go in. Now, Jameis didn't say that. Okay. But Teddy said last year he wasn't ready. And he felt bad for it because he didn't look good. And then the Saints went on to win 5 in a row. So, look, anytime you go into a game, it at that position, it's going to be hard. It's not going to – look, and here's the thing. The entire team didn't look good for the most part yesterday. The offensive line, which had done a remarkable job against Tampa Bay and Chicago, looked terrible yesterday. Beat up physically and beat up on plays, right? I mean, they looked awful. But that's why you credit Patrick Robinson. Came in for Lattimore. He gets an interception. But I'm going to come back with some sound as to maybe why the Saints are who they are. And they believe in the mentality of next man up for a reason. I'll play what they had to say, and you'll see. It stands out. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. We'll be back.
Today's Medical Minute is provided to you by Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
Hello, I'm Billy Nakian, the director of the Spine Center of Excellence at Thibodaux Regional. Have you had a recent neck or back injury, or have you been suffering with recurrent neck and back pain? Have you been searching for relief? Thibodaux Regional has developed a unique approach to treating neck and back disorders. The Spine Center of Excellence provides a comprehensive, patient-centered approach to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time from the right provider. The Spine Center is different because it offers centralized access to multiple specialties and services. Patients and their referring physicians are led by a nurse navigator through a process of assessment and treatment, individually tailored to the patient's unique condition. In addition to total care coordination, the Spine Center's comprehensive services include everything from high-tech diagnostic imaging to physical therapy, surgery, alternative medicines, and chronic pain services. If you're experiencing back or neck pain, call today, 985-493-4501. The Spine Center of Excellence of Thibodaux Regional will put you on the path back to your normal routine.
This Medical Minute was sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, nationally recognized for providing the highest level of quality care and patient satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy, Buick, new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way of saying thanks for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that light new pre-owned any maker model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the web at goldenmotors.com. 325-1000. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. Oh, boy. Yep, I know. Jordan's pointing at what I just saw across my screen and also what Buddy just texted me here as well. So I pointed out yesterday, right? I pointed out yesterday what stood out to me about Drew Brees was the demeanor. Several people have pointed out as well this morning and yesterday. It was him standing alone, away from people, helmet on, kind of really didn't want to talk to anybody. And then after the game, the tone just struck me. This was different than last year. Last year was, I will be back. I'm going to be back sooner than I can be. I can't wait to go. There was one thing he said yesterday that made my stomach turn yesterday. And it's kind of a foreshadow of what I'm about to tell you. But this is why he said he pulled himself out.
not going to be able to be effective. It had nothing to do with pain. It was simply just what my body was going to be able to do or not be able to do.
It was not about pain. It was about what my body was going to be able or not able to do. That scared me when I heard that. The demeanor after the game when he met with reporters made me uncomfortable. Adam Schefter, ESPN. Drew Brees is suffering from 3 fractured ribs on his left side and 2 on the right side, possibly more. Doctors have cautioned Brees to be especially careful with the damage to his lung because he also has a collapsed lung on the right side. Again, Drew Brees, 5 broken ribs, 3 on the left, 2 on the right, and a collapsed lung on his right. You heard it from Sean Payton yesterday. First time in 15 years the guy pulled himself out. You saw the body language on the sideline. Again, Dr. Google. A broken rib. 6 weeks. A broken rib. He has 5. And a collapsed lung. I didn't say this on the air, but I text several people yesterday when I heard him say the way he said things and we was acting. And you heard, actually we did, right, with Larry. I brought it up to Larry, as a matter of fact. It sure looked and sounded like a guy that said, oh my gosh, was that my last snap? And he brought it up that he thought of the Kurt Warner hit. Again, I'm just going 6 weeks per Dr. Google. Atlanta, Denver, Falcons is 3, Eagles is 4, Chiefs is 5, Vikings is 6. 6 weeks to the day would be before the Panther, well, the week before the Panther game. So, again, probably the rest of the regular season. Can Drew Brees heal quickly? Can he come back? The collapsed lung should heal itself, obviously, and all those different things. But when the report says you have to be careful with that, that's life or death, right? I mean, that's a lot more than toughing it out in pain. You can play with cracked ribs, broken ribs, and all that. I've seen quarterback players do that and go that. But that's a lot. It's hard to throw a football and play like that with that many broken ribs. He has 5, folks. And again, you just saw the demeanor, right? Jordan, right after he got hit, you saw him get up and exhale. So that's tough. We haven't heard officially from head coach Sean Payton. That's coming up at 2 o'clock, as a matter of fact. So the second that happens, we'll have that for you. I have to imagine, since those reports are out, again, this isn't something where, you know, we don't want the Falcons to be ready. You're not going to heal from 5 broken ribs and a collapsed lung by Friday or Saturday or Sunday. Okay, realistically, Drew Brees likely could be done for the regular season. Now, I'm not a doctor, but again, if you type in broken rib, 1 rib, 6 weeks to heal. Now, can you play before it fully heals? I'm just saying, more than likely, it's Jameis Winston the rest of the way, and you hope that he comes back by the playoffs, I guess. Jordan?
Ian Rapoport also tweets, I'm told injured reserve is not currently being discussed. That would mean he's out 3 games. So
okay,
that's very optimistic.
So again, look, Drew Brees said it yesterday when he was asked if this is a long-term injury or not. This is what he had to say.
I'm just taking it one day at a time. I've done that this entire season, and I'll continue to do that. I'm not sure what tomorrow holds, but you can know I'm going to do everything I can to be as effective as I possibly can come next week.
So we'll see if Sean Payton mentions it here at 2 o'clock. He was supposed to speak earlier. They moved it back. My guess would be something because of something like this in dealing with it. Again, look, you have to transition. You have to move forward, right? It has to move forward. So moving forward, at the very least, you know that you have a quarterback that I think, again, yesterday you saw people transitioning to it already. This was Alvin Kamara. After the game, was asked about Breeze going down.
The game's not going to stop for an injury. So Drew went down. Jameis has been practicing all week just like everybody else. He stepped up. He executed. You know, he did what he had to do. And, I mean, we came out with a win. So that's what we want to do week in and week out. We're able to do that. And, you know, we're moving forward.
He continues when he was asked, was it unfamiliar to have Jameis Winston in that building? What was it like?
I practice with Jameis every day, so I'm familiar with Jameis. And he's familiar with the offense because he practices in the same facility that, you know, Drew practices in every day. So when Drew went down, Jameis just came in and did what he does all week. And he studies the same game plan, and he knows what we want to do, and that's win. So when Jameis came in, it is what it is. You know, we still had to play a game. The game doesn't stop for one person. So we were able to get a victory. Got to clean some things up. It wasn't a clean win. We'll take a win. A win is a win.
Alvin Kamara also on what was it like to have Jameis in the huddle calling plays?
Yeah, so what happened was Sean called a play, and Jameis heard it, and he got in the huddle and called the play, and we ran it and executed it. And, you know, that's kind of what happened every play that Jameis was in, you know. Sean gave him the play, he called it, and, you know, we executed the play.
Did you get that, Jordan? So what's it like to have – well, I'll tell you what happened. Sean called the play. Jameis then called out the play, and then we ran. Do you see the theme that Alvin Kamara had there? Kamara and the Saints battling injuries.
Well, this team is resilient. We practice like that. We prepare like that. Everybody's tuned into the game plan, no matter who it is. Like I keep saying, it's the message I'm trying to kind of present to you guys is that, you know, everybody is locked in no matter what. Jameis is in it. Jameis isn't Wednesday through Saturday. And he's not at home, you know, because he's the second string quarterback. He's in there getting his reps, going over the game plan. He knows what's going on. Just like Josh Hill goes down, just like Traquan goes down. It's this sport does not stop for one person. You know, there's no postponing the game. There's no hold on, wait real quick. We got to keep moving. You know, it's unfortunate, but we know the nature of the sport that we play. So we just keep moving.
So that's Alvin Kamara on having Jameis Winston come in. The last bite that he had as well, that was a pretty good one. Did you notice, Jordan, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson went down? I think it looked like kind of like a stinger. And you saw Alvin Kamara run over and pick him up and get him over to the sideline. He was asked what he told him.
He just walked in. I told him get his ass up and get to the sideline. We got a game to finish. So it is what it is. You know, thankfully he was all right. But, you know, this game we play, injuries happen. I mean, it's 100% injury rate. So we got to deal with that. We know that coming into each game. And, you know, we're prepared for it.
When we come back in this start hour number 3, again, a team that's going to be transitioning to now Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, but more than likely Jameis Winston, quarterback Drew Brees. In case you missed it, we'll talk more about it next hour. 3 fractured ribs on his left side, 2 broken ribs on his right side, and a collapsed right lung. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest